Welcome to Kingdom City Church's prophetic radio broadcast with Prophet Brian Karn. Enjoy today's message.
Amen. We thank God for the word of God. Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. This is part three, I guess, of we started a series on the other night, really dealing with the power of your words. Look at your neighbor on the left and the right. Tell them, watch what you say.
Watch what you say.
Look at somebody else. Say, watch what you say.
Amen.
Say it one more time. Say, watch what you say.
Watch what you say.
Amen. I don't have it, but I need you to understand. Hold your Bible up real quick. Thank you. The Bible you have is the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen. And that Word of God is powerful. You may put it down. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 says it like this. Hebrews the 4th chapter, verse 12. It says, for the Word of God is quick. It is powerful, and it is what? Sharper than any two-edged. Edged. Amen. Sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thought and intent of the heart. The word of God is powerful. Say amen.
Amen.
And that same word, listen to me, that same word that created the universe, that same word that spoke to the sun, that same word that said, let there be light, and there was light. That same word that breathed into man the breath of life, and man became a living soul. That same word that spoke every star and put it in space, and every moon and hung it in space. That same word is the same word that's in your Bible. Y'all got to get that now. The same word that spoke everything into existence, that word is on the inside of your Bible. And if you believe that the word of God is God breathed, the Bible says that all scripture is given by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. That word inspiration, that means God breathed. That means the Bible that you're reading, look at somebody and say, God breathe on it. Well, that same word that brought everything into existence, that same word is the Bible that you have, and if you believe it, it will come to pass. Amen.
Amen.
Hebrews 4 and 2 lets us know that the same word that was preached unto us is the same word that was preached unto the children of Israel, but it profited them nothing, not being mixed with what?
Faith.
Look at somebody and say, you got to believe this.
And
I'm very convinced that many of us don't believe the power of the word of God. We don't understand the power of the spoken word of God and the written word of God. Because if we did, we would not be walking around with a Bible that we don't use. It's amazing how people will come to me. I'll go to some services and people will be in the middle. I'd be just got done preaching. And a person will come up to me with their Bible under their arms and they'll say, man of God, give me a word. Give me a word about this sickness I'm going through. I got one for you with his stripes.
Yeah,
I know that, but I need a more specific word. By his stripes, you were healed. Say amen.
Amen.
We don't believe this. We don't value the word of God. We value the word of a man more than we value the word of God. We don't believe this. If we believe the word of God, we would get in it, we would use it, and we would speak it and see things change and happen in our life. You'd be surprised how the word of God is not enough for most people. They want something new. Give me a new word. Give me a fresh word. I need a fresh revelation. But look at somebody and say, the word of God is enough.
The word of God is enough.
Wrong neighbor. Find somebody else. Say, my Bible is enough. Man, if I don't never prophesy to you, there are so many promises in this scripture that if I never call your name, if I never tell you your address, if I never tell you where you came from and what you fighting from 200 and 300 generations away, you got enough Bible to look in that word and prophesy to yourself. Shake somebody on the left and the right and say,
I believe this Bible.
Amen. Y'all lying, but we're going to say it anyway. Amen. So we got to understand that this Bible is God's word, and the same power, y'all got to get this, the same power that created the sun is in this book. They didn't get that. I said the same power that spoke to the sun and said to the sun, let there be, those same words are recorded right here in this book. And if we believe that the Bible had that much power, I promise you we will study it more. But we don't study the word because we don't believe that. We don't get in the word because we bring our Bible to church, because we talk, when you come to church, bring your Bible. But we don't believe this. We don't believe the word of God, because if I was to follow most of you home tonight, you folks that shout and scream and fall out, if I was to follow most of you home, you do not spend hours in your Bible. You read them three little chapters and you feel like you done did something. Ooh, this man preaching, I ain't get no shouting. How can you live by this? How are you saved by this? How can you believe that this word has power to transform your life and don't get enough of it in you? And you don't study it. Look at somebody, shout, study, study, study. You should know your Bible. You should know this. I should not come in here and be calling out scriptures. Ooh, I ain't know that was in there. You should know the word more than you know your name. Well, prophet, you special. You know, you got a photographic memory. You just remember stuff. Isn't that a lie? Isn't that a lie? Isn't that a lie? You remember whatever you set your heart to. You was a sinner. You remember all them secular songs, don't you? You know every word. You know even when your part about to come. You go to shake. Come on now. Come on, church. Amen. You know the words of every song. Amen. You know the names of all your cousins. You know the names of all your family. You know their name. You're calling by name. You don't just know their name. You know their nickname. Come on, talk to me in here. You know people's birthday that's important to you. You remember things because whatever you set your heart to, you remember. Maybe you don't remember the word because it ain't in your heart. The word has to be hidden in your heart. That word have I hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Look at your neighbor on the left and the right and say, you need to get in your word. You need to get in your word. Come on, you got to. I ain't nobody shouting in here. Say, you need to get in your word. You know songs. You know movies. You know the words to the movie. Amen. Amen. Some of you looked and seen a movie before, and every time the movie come on, you act like you ain't never seen it. Amen. You know, like when Taken come on. Taken, you keep on watching Taken over and over again. It's certain movies, you know, you be wanting to watch it over and over again, and you be sitting up there. You can be sitting up there. Now, you done seen the movie before. And somebody try to talk to you while you watching that part of the movie. Don't talk to me right. This is my favorite part. Don't do that. Now you know what's going to happen. Am I telling the truth?
Yes.
We remember what we want to remember. The reason, I'm going to say this to you. The reason you don't know your Bible. The reason you don't study that word. The reason you don't apply yourself to that word. Is because other things are more important to you than the word of God. Now, that's a hard pill to swallow. I'm not saying that to you to condemn you. I'm not trying to make you feel bad. But I'm trying to show you that the reason you don't see the fruit of things happening in your life is because the seed of the word has not been sowed in your heart. You got to love this word. The Bible says you got to sing the word of God more than your necessary food. Now, I keep telling you, some of you love the TV. You watch TV for hours. Amen. You have the TV on while you sleep. Amen. The TV put you to, you don't watch TV. The TV watch you. Love the TV. Some of you can't go to sleep. I have to have the TV on in order to go to sleep. I need to see that glare. All these things you need. Why you don't need the word to go to sleep? Amen, Prophet Karn. Amen. Say amen.
Amen.
Romans chapter 16, verse 19. I want you to see something. We focus on all this other stuff, our confidence, and we just worry about the wrong thing. But look at Romans 16, 19. He said, "For your obedience has come abroad unto all men. I am glad, therefore, on your behalf." Look at what this text says. "But yet I would have you wise unto that which is good and simple concerning evil." Your life is supposed to be that word simple. When you look it up in the Greek, it means a simpleton. It means a retard. It means slow. You are supposed to be so consumed with the word of God that when it comes to the things of the world, you don't know what's going on. You shouldn't know about these secular singers and what's going on in their life. Come on, Prophet Khan, preach this word. Amen. You shouldn't know about these reality TV shows. You shouldn't know what's going on in sinners' life, because the Bible calls it evil. And God said, "I will have you simple." You're supposed to be ignorant. You're supposed to be dumb. You, when folks sit up and have a conversation with you, they should be like, "You don't know what's going on in the world?" Because you don't watch that, because it don't feed your spirit. You should be so consumed with the word of God that when you sit down and have a conversation with sinners, they wonder, "Do you live in the real world?" You shouldn't know everything that's going on. You shouldn't know about every scandal and every rumor and every gossip column and every blog and know what's going on. Some of you are consumed with Facebook. You are consumed with Instagram. You are consumed. Come on, preach this Bible. You are consumed with Snapchat. You know what's going on in everybody's life, and you can quote it, but you cannot quote the Bible. Slap three people, say, "Help, Lord, help, Lord, help." We're supposed to be simple, brother. Amen. I was sitting there. You got to get to a place where, well, if you sit at a table and they go to talk about certain things, you say, "What is y'all talking about? I don't even know what you're saying." Since you've been saved, however long time you've been saved. Now, you, whatever you knew before you were saved, you know you was out there in the world. You're going to know that. But since you've been saved, you should be so consumed and so into your Bible and into that. See, you live by the word. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every. If I live by the word, I should be in it daily, weekly, minute by minute, second by second. And you may say, "Well, I got other things to do." But look at the fruit of your life. Look at what your life is producing, because you're busy doing what you want to do. Since you've been saved, you shouldn't know one secular song that done came out since you've been saved. Amen. Prophet Khan, preach anyway. Amen. Amen. You shouldn't be concerned. You shouldn't know nothing going on with Beyonce. How you know Jay-Z cheated on her? How you know that? My God, I feel like an old apostolic preacher tonight. How you know what's going on in these sinners' life? Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. How do you know what's going on? Because you sit up, you watch these reality shows. Amen. You watch these gossip Wendy Williams. Should nobody say be watching Wendy? You saved and you sitting there watching Wendy. Wendy don't do nothing but gossip and talk about people. And she full of the devil. Amen. Amen. She gonna shut it down. Her show finna be shut down. She finna resign. She not gonna be doing that no more. Give her one more year. But y'all sit down. All they do is sit up and know everything going on in people's business. The Bible called you busybodies. Meddling in other men's affairs. Say amen, church.
Amen.
You got to love this word. You got to stay in this word. Look at somebody and say, get out of folk business. We should be ignorant about the things of the world. We need to use this word that you got. You got a Bible. You got the same words in your hand that changed the universe. And if it changed the universe, it can change your universe. Come on. If it changed the world, it can change your world. But it only works if you mix it with faith. Look at somebody and say, spend time in that word. You know why some of you don't know the word? See, go through something. Go through something and need the word to get you out of it. And see, some of you will never see the healing power of God manifested in your life is because if you quote a scripture one time or 30 times or for an hour and it don't work, guess what you do? Or leave. Tylenol. Come on, preach this Bible, Prophet Khan. Motrin. Come on, say amen.
Amen.
You got to get to a place where you fight. Come on. You fight with the word of God. Okay, what you mean? When you're sick in your body and you are refusing to take medicine, you're refusing to go the route of the doctor, all right? You can make that choice. Well, if you're going to work that Bible and work that word and you're going to fight with the word, I guarantee you by the time you get done overcoming whatever attacked your body, you're going to know the scriptures because you used it to fight. But some of you don't know it because you don't fight with it. You got to fight with this. Amen. Thy word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against thee. You don't know it. The reason most of you don't know the word, because you don't use it. You don't use it. You know, let me tell you what scriptures you know. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Everybody know that. Sinners know that scripture. Make a sinner mad. You can make a sinner mad at your job. You be sinners at the job be time something. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Amen. Sinners know that scripture. Amen. They know that scripture. Amen. But you won't know this word. This thing got to be deeply rooted in your heart. Let's go to Matthew chapter 8. Am I helping somebody?
Yes.
I keep telling you. I want you to get a love for prayer, and I want you to get a love for that word. Because I'm going to tell you, if you would ever turn your TV, go on a fast from TV for 90 days. Don't turn on the TV for 3 months. Don't be on social media for 3 months. Log out. Take it off of your phone and see how clear your spirit will be. Your spirit ain't clear because you got garbage in it. Got all this mess in your spirit. Don't listen to nothing. Stay in the word for 3 months and see how alive your faith will become. But right now your faith is struggling, fighting all that garbage in your soul. Matthew chapter 8 verse 5. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy. I don't know what that is, but it's some kind of paralysis. Grievously tormented. Verse 7. And the Bible declares, and when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. Verse 8. Then centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I'm a man under authority, having soldiers under me. I say to this man, go, and he goeth. And to another one, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said, verily, I have not found so great a faith in all of Israel. He's saying, I was sent to Israel. I'm sent to the Jews, and there's a whole fight going on because they think that you got to become a Jew, all right? But this is a Roman. And the Roman got more faith than the church. Y'all quiet in here. He marveled and said, I've not seen this faith. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and the west and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, verse 12, in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom, shall be cast out into outer darkness. Verse 13, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said to the centurion, go thy way. And as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And the servant was healed in the self same hour. Whole lot of non-religious folk got more faith than you church folk. But the scripture said Jesus saw the faith of this man and marveled. What could make Jesus marvel? Jesus was amazed. He was shocked. He said, I've not seen this kind of faith. What made Jesus marvel? Because this man had the revelation that all you have to do, Jesus, I don't need you to wave your hands. I only need you to come touch me. You ain't got to touch and agree with me. Just speak the word. I wish I had a church in here. Speak the word only, and you'll get your miracle. He say, here's the man. He say, listen, I'm a soldier. I understand, watch this, that in order to be a soldier, you got to do what you told to do. Hello, church. And see, let me tell you the power of a real soldier and what you need to understand about warfare. One thing that a sergeant cannot take from the people who are taking orders. He cannot deal with a soldier who has to reason. I cannot give you an order and got to explain to you why I'm giving you the order. Because while I'm explaining, the enemy's coming in. I need a soldier that I can tell you what to do. And as soon as I tell you, you obey. Now that's what's wrong with you in this church. That's why some of y'all can't submit to authority, because you always need somebody to explain to you why you're doing it. And soldiers don't need explanations. All they need is orders. Slap somebody and say, follow directions. Tell somebody else, follow direction. And that's what happens with a lot of us. If we don't understand why we're doing something, we can't obey it. And that's why the Bible says, no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life. You can't do that. You cannot be a soldier. And I have to just imagine if I got 200 people in my troop, and every person that I tell an order to, I have to go to each one of them and tell them why I'm telling them to do something. The whole time I'm telling them why, guess what happened? The enemy is gaining an advantage. And that's why when you come into the service, when you get ready to be a soldier, they have to literally get your mind from you. You can't be no mama's boy. They have to prepare you for war. Everybody want to be a soldier. Everybody want to be a soldier when they see them putting on them pretty uniform, but that's for the parade. I say that's for the parade. Amen. Amen. You can put on nice clothes for the parade, but you're going to have to go to war and fight. Say amen, church. You got to understand that. Amen. He said, I understand the power of a spoken word. He said at that time, if the centurion had given somebody an order and they didn't follow the order, they were killed. If a soldier was told to go do something and they didn't do it, they were killed. Now, it's the same thing in an army now. If you're given an order and you don't follow them directions, you don't recognize that you not following an order can risk somebody's life. Yeah. Say amen, church. Yeah. Lift your hands and say, Lord, make me a soldier.
Lord, make me a soldier.
Say it again. Lord, make me a soldier.
That's
what the military teaches. That you don't reason, you just obey. And not too many people really understand the importance of words. So because we don't understand the point of, we don't follow nothing like that. We don't. This centurion man said, Jesus, you don't got to come to my house. I know the power of a spoken word. I know that all you got to do is say, be healed. And guess what? My soldier's going to be healed. But many of us do not understand the power of spoken words. We don't understand the power of just following directions. Abraham, offer your only son Isaac. What? What? Offer my only son Isaac. All right. All right. Come on. Let's go. Well, Lord, I know you want me to go and where the sacrifice at? I'll provide it when you get there. See, some of you, I know you don't have relationship with God because you require too many details. And if you're going to follow him, he's not giving you details. It's a quiet church now. He don't always explain why he's telling you to do it. Am I telling the truth? Sometimes he'll say, I want you to go over here. What I'm going for, get over there. He doesn't always explain. And he's doing that because he's trying to teach you complete obedience. I told you that you're going to be able to revenge all the disobedience of the enemy when your obedience is fulfilled. Well, prophet, I don't understand why. Why we got to do this? It don't make sense. We could just do it this way. That lets me know you're not a soldier. Because soldiers take orders. Yes. Say amen, church.
Thank you for listening to the Prophetic Radio Broadcast with Prophet Brian Karn. We invite you to join us at a Kingdom City church near you. Come worship with us at KCC Charlotte in Charlotte, North Carolina, every Sunday and Tuesday at 7 p.m., meeting at Progressive Baptist Church, 1600 Clanton Road in Charlotte, North Carolina, or at KCC St. Mary's in St. Mary's, Georgia, every Sunday at 10 a.m. and Thursday at 7 p.m. at 124 Industrial Drive, St. Mary's, Georgia. Call 1-833-522-5433. Or 1-855-984-2276, or visit us at kccharlotte.org or briankarn.com for more information and to sow a seed into the ministry. More grace, we're excited about your future.